Welcome to day four of our 10-day devotional series titled, You Are Amazing. Today's reflection is on the cleansing stream. Our scripture verse for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Have you ever seen what they did to the greasy property? They called in the cleaners with their equipment, hand gloves, nose mask, and the right chemicals, and they went to work. In just a couple of hours, depending on the level of grease, smell, neglect, the house looked brand new. The once disgusting and dirty property became the envy of every potential tenant who came for viewing. They competed to be the renters. Today, I want you to see yourself as a caretaker of a valuable property, your own life, which you live through your body. It's your responsibility to maintain and care for it to the best of your abilities. Don't let trials and problems bring you down. The attitude and habits that may seem like grease on kitchen units and dirt on windows can be addressed. There's hope for you. All you need to do is be willing and obedient. Your life must be made available for the necessary repairs and cleaning to take place. What pushed potential tenants away in the past wasn't the structure of the property, but what was inside. True change begins from within. As you allow internal change, your external beauty will become evident to others. Soon, people will pass by and ask, Isn't she the person who used to be this and that? Isn't he the man who was involved in this and doing that? Change is possible. You are worth more than you can ever think or imagine. It is time to rise and take your position. Fulfill your destiny because that is who you are called to be. Remember, you are amazing. Let's pray together. Lord, from today, come into my life and be the operative and cleaner of my soul. I believe in the power of your blood, and it has washed away my sins. Please come into my life and live in my heart. Let your name be glorified in all I do. Break every weakness and complacency from my life. Let strength flow from your throne of grace. Shatter every evil thoughts that has taken hold in my life. Break the spirit behind every form of addiction, and I declare my freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. Repeat this affirmation with me. In Christ, I am a new person. For further study, read Psalm 51 verse 10, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 to 24, and Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26. Join us tomorrow for day 5 of our devotional series, You Are Amazing. God bless you.